Ketzer Shulchan Aruch in Simon Tes Sif Yud teaches us Habishay Talisai. If somebody takes off his talus, Vedata Lachzer Lov Shemiyad, if and he intends to put it right back on, and as the Nishmas Adam explains, it doesn't mean necessarily that it has to be immediately that he has it to put it back on. The main point is that when he took it off, he had in mind to put it on again. For example, if somebody takes off his talus for whatever reason after Shacharis on Shabbos on Yom Tov, and then he's still going to daven Musaf, and he has every intention when he is going to daven Musaf to put on his talus again, that, says the Nishmas Adam, is considered an example of Lavosh or Lavosh Miyat to put it on right away. Afilo Holoch LeBeisakise, even he went to the bathroom, and obviously when he's in the bathroom, we wouldn't wear a talus in the bathroom. A talus gadol should not be worn in the bathroom. Kishchayzal Lavosha, when he puts it back on, Lo Yivarech Alav. The question that the Mishnah Berurah discusses, if somebody took off the talus and he didn't plan one way or the other, should he make a bracha when he puts it back on? And the Mishnah Berurah says that since if you're wearing a talus cotton, that is a mitigating factor why you should not have to make another bracha. Kiven the mitzvah de mutal lachs bala basekisei, and then the Chitzur Shulchan Aruch says, according to the letter of the law, you're allowed to wear the talus kol when you went to the bathroom. The kela have a hefsik, it's not considered a hefsik. And again, as we said, particularly if you're wearing a talus cotton. If it was not your intention to put on the talus, and then you changed your mind and you want to put it on. The example that I saw, the Marsham says, is that somebody, it's Rosh Chodesh, and somebody forgot that it's Rosh Chodesh. So after Shacharis, he took off his talus, not remembering that he's going to need it for Musaf. And then he decides that he's going to wear it. If his talus fell off, Shleim Miskaven, not intentionally, he just fell off. If he's still wearing some of that talus, even though it mostly fell off, since some of the talus remains on him, you don't have to make another bracha. And here too, there are some Rishonim that disagree with this halacha. And they say that even if it completely fell off, as long as you're still wearing a talus cotton, then you don't have to make another bracha. But the Kitz Shulchan Aruch says, if nothing is left on your body, even though you're still holding on to the talus, since none of the talus remains on you, because he explains there is no mitzvah in wearing in lachsa talus biyada, in holding on to the talus. The mitzvah is lasachta by gufoy, to wear it. If it happened during davening, but makom shen rishoy lafsik, it happened, let's say, in milshman esrei lo yivarech us, then you shouldn't make a bracha at that point when you're not allowed to make a bracha during the shman esrei el yamtim. Rather, he should wait as shuchel lavarech until he comes to a time when he can make a bracha vayeches a tzitzis biyada and hold on to the tzitzis umbavarech. But again, as we said, many are of the opinion that put it back on, but don't make a bracha, particularly if you're wearing a talus cotton. Sif Yud Aleph. Mutalita talesish chaveri b'akroi ba'alma. If you come somewhere and you need a talus, you could take somebody else's talus. Gam sha loy medati, even though he never gave you permission. L'spalaba, to daven in it, ulevarchala, and to make a bracha. The Mishnah Berurah is not quite certain about making a bracha, but the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says you can make even a bracha. And the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch explains why is this permissible. A person is satisfied that his object, his talus, should be used for mitzvah purpose. There's nothing to lose. Many poskim question if this halacha is relevant, particularly since people are very sensitive in a post-COVID world that nobody should wear somebody else's garments, and therefore, unless the Paiskim say it's absolutely necessary, you should not take it. And furthermore, if you know that the person that owns this talus is a person that minds that you should take that talus, then for sure you shouldn't take it. Don't remove it from the room where it found. Maybe the other person is particular about this. If the talus was folded, then when you return it, you should make sure to fold it properly. But on Shabbos, you shouldn't fold it. The reason you're avoiding folding it is because it's Shabbos, you're not supposed to fold your talus. So then, the fact that you didn't fold it, the person who you took it from is not going to be upset because he knows you couldn't fold it because of Shabbos. If somebody borrows from somebody else a talus, rak lals by the Torah, only reason he's borrowing it that because he needs it because he got an aliyah. Yay suffik levarachala. There's a suffik if he should make a brach on it. Al ken yiskav shayna roitz l'knoisoi. Have in mind that you don't want to take ownership in it. Vaz l'kulama in tzarech levarach. Then there wouldn't be any question of you making a brach on it because it's not your talus. Avla talus akol. So the talus akol belongs to everybody, including you. I feel ain't a noitle rak lalas l'tarei. Even if you only took it because you got an aliyah, tzarech levarachla, you should make a bracha, davik shaloi, because it's yours. The minhag ha'olam is that if you're taking a talus that belongs to the tzibur, certainly if you're only taking it for aliyah or for duchening, our minhag is not to make a bracha on it. If you're taking it because you're going to be the baal tefillah and you use the talus that belongs to the tzibur, there it's much more of a question. And some people will make a bracha, as the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch suggests, and some will not. Stam Tzemer, when the Torah speaks about wool, Stam Tzemer Omer B'Torah B'Paiskim, when the Torah says the word wool, when the Halacha speaks about wool, Hutzemer Rechelim V'Elim, it's sheep wool. And that's what should be used for a talus l'chatchila. Although many have a minhag for the talus cotton, as the Chazon Ish already said, he says it based on the Gra, that they could use talus cotton that isn't made from wool, because as we discussed in our previous year, we don't make a bracha on the talus cotton anyway. The talus shasesi shal emer, tzemer v'erev shal tzemer, gefen or mesh yichadayma. If you have a garment that the vertical threads are wool and the horizontal threads are cotton, or linen, or silk, or vice of oil hepech, or vice versa. Sha'er shal tzemer v'ashesi umimin acher yir shmaim lo yivarach atalas kazu. You shouldn't make a brach on this atalas kazu. You shouldn't make a brach on this type of talus. Mishum diyeshem, there is an opinion. The gam tzitzia shal tzemer wool, even wool tzitzis, will the wool strands ain a poitrus rak begit shmiminom. The only time that they're going to be acceptable is in a case with a beged, the garment is the same material, which is also wool. So our minig is that we only use, the strands are always wool. The beged, as we said, there are different menhagim. The kain tal shemeshi, if you have a beged that's made out of silk, and the strands are made out of wool, lo yivarach ala, don't make a bracha, el yivarach tchil ala tal shetzemer, make the bracha on a full-fledged wool talus, this atipa, and use it, make the ituf, v'yachkach yisira, and then you can remove it, v'yitzatib zoyz, and then put on this pair. Ach, imgamet tzitzi shal meshi, if the beged is made out of meshi, and the tzitzis are made out of meshi, yicholim levarachla, then you can make a bracha. However, says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, v'lo shchichim minasein tzitzis shal meshi, we don't find strands that are made out of silk, the tzitzis being a tefil l'shma, and to weave it, you need to have wool. The mitzvah shetzis shal meshi, if some of the strands are made out of linen, mitzvah shel tzemer, and some are made out of wool, gor ritvei, that opens up other questions, vein lasses kain, and don't wear that type of tzitzit. Tzitzit shenifsak mimena chut mi'arba chutin. If one of the four strands that are used to make the tzitzit tear, because as we discussed, shehein kfulun l'shmoina, we start with four, but we fold it into eight, v'nishmenei k'nei aniva. And now what the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is discussing is if you have a ripped tzitzis, how much of a ripped tzitzis is still going to be acceptable? If you have enough k'dei aniva, which is the shear of arba gdulin, or nifsku shnayim, or two strands tall, v'nifsam yikol echad arba gdulin, and you have from each one of them four gdulim left, v'shnei chutim, and two of the strands, heim shleim can share, they're still perfectly fine, k'sheira. Avam nisku shlua shechutin, if three strands tear, I feel nishim yikol echad arba gdulim, even though from each one of them you still have k'dei aniva, v'chut ha-shrivi sholem, and the fourth strand is perfectly fine, or shenifsak afilu ruk rak chut echad, or even if one strand tore, for lo nishim and arba gdulim, but it's tore to the degree that you don't have arba gdulim left of it, abish shlutim shloish chutim and shleimim, even though the three other strands are perfectly fine, mikom makom psula, don't wear such shitzes, imloi b'shas etchak, unless you have an emergency situation. Im lekein im nifsak chut echad min hashmayna chutim atluyim. If one of the eight strands that are hanging down tear, I feel a nifsak legamri, even if it tears to the degree ad acholius until the knot pshita the ksheir, it's kosher. Kiven, because whenever we look at the eight strands, each one of the strands is really a half a strand. Kiven shechutza ein rachatzi chut. It's really only a half a strand, because each strand, as we put into the hole, gets folded into half. And the other half, you have the right shear, it's perfectly fine. If two strands rip, without left arba gdulim, if we need to be concerned, maybe these two strands are really part of one long strand. Heim chut echas, im kenach tzitzis psula. Avon betuach, if he's knows for certain, shehem mishnei chutin. And the way you'll know, as we discussed in the previous year, is kivin kigon shebishas kshirason, when you put the strands into the hole, digdek, you were careful, lichotama abaroshin shebitzad zeh, you made sure to keep the four and four on the two sides. Now, two of one side of the tzitzis tore. But since you tie the tzitzis in a way that you know that these two are from two different strings, so you have more than enough on the other side of that string. And the other two strings are perfectly fine. Harei tzitzik shera, the tzitzis is still kosher. Im nifsak chut echad b'makom shetluyin b'nekev, but if a string got cut at the place where they're tied at the hole of the garment, zer shomarnu, that is the halacha, shem nifsak chut echad, if one of them tore, v'nishkenei nevik shera, that's kosher, that's only said dafka b'shas asir kol chutim v'arim kashir, that the chutim were all as long as they were supposed to be, al sha'ach kach nifsako, and now they ripped, and now we've been discussing when will that be a problem and when not. Avol b'shas asir, if when you put it into the hole, hoya afil rak achor achet kotzer, rak mashum and ashir, if one string was very short, just a drop less than the shear, now by it becoming ripped, the whole tzitzis apostle.